Hancock.
From an earlier network broadcast.
What's the name?
John Hancock.
What's the program?
Point Sublime. Point Sublime. Presented by the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company. Starring Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc, Point Sublime is written and produced by Robert L. Redd. Point Sublime. Just a moment, we'll bring you the human story of a fellow named Ben Willis. But first, meet the story of a fellow named Ben Willis. It's just 1 week, 7 days, before Evelyn Hanover will marry the retired Texan, Howie McBriar.
I'll do my best. When you leaving? Hey, you like the cake. A week from today, huh?
Didn't sleep much last night. At 5 this morning, got out all my fishing equipment. My rods, reels, nets, fishing boots.
A week from today, Miss Hanover and me and Mr. McBriar get married.
Yeah, I know. She holds my hands, Mooney.
Yeah, what you been doing?
Well, this morning, while things are quiet around here, I got my outboard motor out.
Oh, you taking your outboard and your car on your trip, huh?
Yes, sir. Got my trusty little smooth-running, quiet-as-a-kitten Martin 60 out of its case. Wiped her all off, oiled the propeller and rudder.
Oh, I get it now. I know why you're running away.
Who said I was running away?
Hey, you're leaving because you can't stand to be around town here after your lady friend gets married. Huh?
Yeah, I guess that's it, kid.
Oh, gee, Mr. Willis. Isn't there anything you can do to convince Miss Hanover that she shouldn't marry Howie McGlade, the tax?
Yeah, it's too late now.
But I know she likes you the best.
Yeah, Mooney.
What?
Mooney, Betty, my boy. Mooney.
Oh, hi, Howie.
Well, I'm gradually getting everything organized. Only a week left, you know, Benny.
Yeah, that's right, Howie. If there's anything I can do to help you get ready for a big event...
Well, thank you. Can't think of a thing. I was just over at the church with Hattie Hirsch. Her decorating plans will be spectacular. I told her to spare no expense on this wedding.
Oh, she's great at spending other people's money.
Yeah, you can say that again, Mooney.
Okay, she's great at spending...
No, stop it.
I'll have a $600 flower bill, but I want Evelyn's wedding to be the finest this town and county's ever seen.
Well, I guess it will be, Howie.
And my mother and dad got married by a justice of the peace for $2. And they were always happy.
Yeah. Well,
did you get your orchestra hired, Howie?
No, that Hollywood agent I wrote to let me down.
Oh, Henry Hallford's playing at the Moonlight Gardens in Vernon for the next 2 weeks. Gee, they're terrific.
Never heard of them.
Well, I read about them in a magazine the other day. They made a lot of photograph records, and I guess they're pretty good.
Say, maybe I'll drive up to Vernon this afternoon and get them to play for me. If they're good enough, I'll hire them for the wedding party. Why, of course.
Yeah, excuse me, Howie, I'm a phone.
Yeah.
Yes, phone, I'm coming. Hush! Lord, Ben Willis, store model, we got everything. Who's the other end of the cord? Oh? Yeah, he's here.
Oh, for me? Oh, gee.
No, for Howie.
Oh.
Well, who's calling me here?
Sounds like Otto up at the depot. Here.
Thank you. Hello, McBriar speaking. Telegram. Well, read it to me. Who's it from? Sally Lou! Oh, no!
Some lady friend closed in on it at the wrong time.
Yeah, I hope so.
Quiet, boy.
Yeah, quiet, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Arriving today on the 11:20?
Yeah, that's in 15 minutes.
Where was that telegram sent from? From the train she's on. Yeah, thanks, Otto. Good boy. Doggone that, Sally Lou.
Somebody coming on 11:20 to see you, Howie.
Oh, it's nothing to laugh about, Benny. It's my red-headed niece, Sally Lou Barton, from Amarillo, Texas.
How old is she?
Oh, 21,
22. Oh, you're just right.
Why'd my sister let Sally Lou loose on me at a time like this?
Well, she sounds fascinating. Is she pretty?
She's too pretty, and she's dynamite, and she's boy crazy.
She is? Oh, boy.
And she hasn't got an inhibition in her head.
Well, she sure didn't give you much notice, did she?
She knew I'd stop her from coming.
Mm-hmm. Gee, you know, we only got 15 minutes to get to the depot.
Oh, good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you, Evelyn?
Well, what's the matter with Mr. McBriar?
He just got word of relatives arriving to visit him.
A relative?
Yeah, Sally Lou Barton from Amarillo.
Who's she, Howie?
My niece. My sister Harriet's daughter. Harriet knows better than to send Sally Lou to me without notice.
Well, I think it's nice to have a member of your family at our wedding next week.
Oh, yeah? Well, she can just stay at your house, Evelyn.
She cannot.
Sally Lou needs supervising every minute.
Well, I'm sorry. She can't stay with me. I'm about to go insane getting my trousseau together. That stupid dressmaker I hired.
Well, I'm telling you, Harley, we got to get the depot.
I know.
Come on, Evie. We'll all drive up and meet the train.
I really don't have time, Dad.
Hey, can I go too, Mr. Willis?
Yeah, come on, kid. Come on, move, Harley.
Oh, yeah. Gee. Emily, a new girl coming to town, and I'm going to meet her. That's Sally Lou.
There's a lot of bags down here. Come on down this way, Howard.
Yeah, I'm going to be very stern. I'm shipping her right back home on the next train.
Whoa! Oh, look, there's a redhead getting off. Hey, that must be Sally Lou.
That's her.
Oh, she's beautiful. Hey, look at all that luggage. She must have come to stay.
She sees you, Howie. Here she comes, running.
Here we are, Sally Lou.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, my dear old darling and Uncle Howdy, Dad. Let me kiss you.
Oh, now, Sally Lou, you stop that.
Oh, look what I did. I got lipstick all over him.
These are my friends. This is Miss Hanover, the lady I'm marrying next week.
So glad to have you in our family, Miss Hanover.
Thank you, Sally Lou.
Mama got your wedding announcement, and I just packed up and came to see my favorite Uncle Howdy Dowdy get married.
Uncle Howdy Dowdy. Hello, Howdy Dowdy.
Now, you stop that, Benny. Sally Lou, did your mother give you permission to come here?
No, I just came. I sent Mama why after I left. Uncle, are these two darling men your friends, too?
This is Ben Willett, runs a store in town.
Ben Willett? Such a euphonious little old name.
Well, gee, thanks.
Mind if I kiss you, hello?
Yeah, you now, Sally Lou. Yeah.
Sally Lou.
Yeah. I just don't kiss it. Look at the lipstick on him. And this nice young man here?
I think I'm going to swoon.
This is Mr. Willard's helper, Mooney.
Well, now, aren't you a cute, dilapidated little old thing? Kiss?
Help! Where did the sun go?
Oh, I think kissing is such good fun. Don't you, Miss Hanover?
Well, I wouldn't know. You see,
she's wonderful.
Sally Lou, I may as well tell you right here and now.
Tell me what, Uncle Howdy?
I'm very sorry, Sally Lou. Had I known that you planned to visit me at this time, I could have saved you the trip.
You mean your own Texas kith and kin and blood relation in welcome?
I'm getting married in a few days.
Well, I came to represent the family.
I'm too busy to assume the responsibility of chaperoning you. You'll have to take the next train back.
I will?
Yes, ma'am.
Listen to the wind blow.
None of your impudence, young woman.
Yeah, now, Howie, I think maybe...
Oh, let me handle this, Mr. Willard. Thank you just the same.
Yeah, well...
Miss Hanover, you'd never know how good my favorite little old Uncle Howdy Dowdy has always been to me.
Well, I'm sure that Howie...
I'm from the poor side of the family. Orwell just kept spouting all over Uncle Howdy's property, and he was so generous to me. Oh, I just loved him to death.
Sally Lou, please.
Oil and cattle, and then more gushers and more cows.
Sally Lou, please. I've never told these people how really well things went for me.
Gee, how? You mean you're awful rich?
Well, I don't want this to make any difference between us, Billy.
Now, let me talk. Honest, you folks would never know how much Uncle Howdy Dowdy really loves his little old good-for-nothing red-headed Texas me. Don't you, Uncle Howdy?
Well, Sally Lou...
I do declare, I've never seen you look so young and so handsome.
Doggone you, Sally Lou Barton.
Get my bag. My golf clubs and all my things.
She broke you down, Howie.
Sally Lou eventually always gets
me. Oh, my darling, dearest Uncle Hattie, Dad.
Yeah, my cousin, here, sis. Come on, Evelyn.
Well, you get my bags and things. I'll take Mr. Willis out.
Yeah, sure. Oh, gee, I'd carry her bags anywhere. Sally Lou, she's a dilly.
You have a coat and cool off.
I guess you get back to that dressmaker at my house.
Let's go in, Uncle Hattie.
Yeah, come on, please, Sally Lou.
Oh, you quit talking at me.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
We'll go in for a minute, Benny.
Gee, Sally Lou, you smell sweet.
Never mind.
Hey, what you got on?
I always wear Taboo. Does something for a girl.
Taboo?
Taboo.
It does something for a boy, too.
Come on, you two. Get out of sedan.
Come on, Mr. Willis.
All right.
Oh, what are you arguing?
Ben, I think there's somebody in your store.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We left the door open.
Watch your step, Evelyn.
Well, step into my establishment, folks. When you go to the icebox, get a half a dozen cold coats.
Oh, yeah, I sure will. Yeah. Oh, hello, Sammy.
Hello, Moonflower.
Sammy always calls me Moonflower. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Mooney.
The door was open. We've been waiting here, Mr. Willis.
Oh, swell, Sam. You know everybody here?
Sammy,
sure. Yeah, you know everybody except Mr. McBride's niece, who just arrived from Texas. Sally Lou Barton, meet Sharon and Sammy Saul.
Well, brother and sister, I hope. Sammy and I are married.
Oh, your husband is very handsome.
Thanks, I think so.
Yeah, step up, folks. Ice cold cokes for everybody.
Yeah. Well, gee, Sam, you're looking swell these days.
Oh, feeling great. You don't know how good it is to see again.
See you again?
Drink your bottle of Coke, Sammy Lou.
But this handsome thing here said it was good to see you again.
Sammy was in the war. He was blinded.
He had a lot of operations.
My husband got his sight back through a miraculous operation 6 weeks ago.
Isn't that wonderful?
We're all so grateful.
Well, I should think. You know, I just adore brave man.
Well, the brave ones were my folks, my wife here. They had to put up with it.
Isn't he marvelous? What do you do, Mr. Sion?
Well, I don't do anything yet.
Oh.
But I'm going to.
Well, I should think. You look big and strong enough.
Well, please.
Mr. Willis.
Yeah, Sharon, honey.
I can't get anywhere with Sam. Maybe you can talk him out of his absolutely stupid idea.
Right.
Sharon and I have nearly quarreled about this. I'm here to buy a bus ticket, Mr. Willis.
Well, I can sell it to you.
Sammy thinks he wants to try to be a musician.
I just adore musicians.
If you ask me, Sammy, what you ask me... Nobody asked me, though, did they? Well, if you ask me, Sammy plays real good guitar. Sings good, too.
Well, he wants to turn professional.
You mean join a band or something?
Well, the job would be temporary, if I'm good enough to get it. Just a couple of weeks while the outfit's in this territory. My gosh, it would be something to do, something I could do. And get paid a couple of bucks for doing.
Look, Sam, you don't have to raise your voice. We aren't home now.
Seems to me the young wife isn't very understanding of her husband's feelings.
Oh, buy the ticket. Go to Vernon. Do what you want.
Now, Sharon, baby, come back here.
I think musicians are wonderful.
If you don't keep your mouth shut, Sally Lou Barton,
I apologize for both of us. Sharon feels very deeply that I shouldn't try to work yet. And I feel very deeply that now that I can see again, even this much, I'd like to know the feeling of earning a dollar again.
What are you doing, Ben?
Well, being a man, I'm on Sam's side in this little discussion. One bus ticket to Vernon, Sam. 63 cents.
Thanks, Mr. Willett.
Here you are.
Do you have this job, Sammy?
Well, I'm going up to audition this afternoon, 3 o'clock.
Oh, the guitar, such a romantic instrument.
Yeah, Romeo played the guitar under Juliet's balcony.
No, he did not.
He didn't? Well, he played something.
Never mind. Say, Sam, how'd you find out about the job?
Little squib in last night's Vernon's son. Henry Halford's playing a 2-week engagement to Moonlight Gardens in Vernon.
That's the orchestra I'm considering for my wedding reception.
You are? You didn't tell me, Howie.
Well, just a little surprise, Evelyn, my dear.
Evelyn, my dear. Sakes. Go on, Sam.
Well, I guess their vocalist left him without much notice, so Mr. Halford's going to give the local talent a break. Just for his 2-week stand in Vernon.
Sam, I'm all for you.
I am, too. Wouldn't we be proud to have one of our hometown boys singing with a famous orchestra?
Benny, give Sam a refund on that bus ticket.
What for?
Well, I'm driving up to Vernon this afternoon, and Sam can go with me.
Why, of course Mr. Sam can go with us.
You are not going, Sally Lou.
One of bets.
See, if Sally Lou says she's going to do something, I think she's going to do the something she says she's going to do. Or something.
Well, say, that would be fine, Mr. McBride.
We leave around 2 o'clock.
Think I'll go with you, Howie.
Fine.
May I, Howie?
More the merrier.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. I'll be happy to accept.
We'll need to stay here and run the store.
Oh, now, let little old Mooney go with us, Uncle Willet.
Uncle Willet?
You can go, Mooney.
Oh, gee, thanks. Hey, I don't want to lose you.
Does Sharon want to drive up with us, Sam?
When I go home, I'll ask her. I doubt if she has much interest in this venture.
I suggest you don't force her into joining us. Some women I can't understand. I believe in favoring men.
Well, say, I'm going on home. I can get in about an hour's rehearsal.
Oh, what are you going to sing for him, Sam?
Oh, I don't know. Nature Boy for one, I guess.
Oh, good.
We'll pick you up at your house.
Okay, so long.
Goodbye, Mr. Sam.
Yeah. Goodbye, Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
I never mind when a right handsome man like Mr. Sam jives me. Because I know he's paid attention.
Sally Lou Barton, that boy is married. I don't want you coming here making trouble.
Yeah, you better watch it, Sally Lou.
I know the rules. He just needs somebody to inspire him.
Well, I don't need anybody to inspire me. Gee, hello, Carrot Top.
Mooney, stop looking at Sally Lou that way.
Can he help it if he looks at me that way?
No. I can't help it if I look at her that way. She's so sensational to me. She's so... little old Carrot Top.
Webb, how's Helen?
Feeling great, Art. And those twin daughters of mine, best natured little things you ever saw. Oh, I love them.
Well, you know, Webb, speaking of kids, I was thinking the other day when I was a youngster. We had a teacher who was always lecturing us about this and advising us about that.
Yes, Art, but I'll bet as you look back at what your teacher said, it sounds like mighty good sense to you now.
Well, I must admit...
At the risk of sounding like a teacher myself, Arthur, I'm going to give folks who have a steady job just a mite of advice. Friends, those favorite dreams of yours about owning your own home someday, enjoying security against financial emergencies, or sending your children to college... What are you doing to make those dreams come true? Well, you know, with the John Hancock Personal Security Plan, you can guarantee your favorite dream. And you can build one of these programs for yourself by putting aside only a few dollars a week if you choose. Little enough to pay. And yet, what a big difference this John Hancock Plan may make in your future, or your family's too. For the John Hancock Security Plan helps protect your loved ones too, if your support should ever be withdrawn. So keep that in mind when you plan your security program. Talk to your John Hancock agent about it soon, won't you? Let him help you benefit from the 85 years of experience of one of America's greatest financial institutions, the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company.
Now, part two of Point Sublime. They're on the way to Vernon in Howie McBriar's car. That is, all but Mooney and Sharon Saw. For some strange reason, Mooney decided at the last minute not to go with them.
You see, Vernon says we're around this next curve in the road.
Are you nervous, Sam?
Well, I'm pretty nervous, I guess.
Oh, now, I bet you have a simply heavenly voice, Mr. Sam.
I'm just another croaker, Sally Lou.
Well, I bet you sing just like a male angel. You got the prettiest brown wavy hair.
Sally Lou.
I didn't say anything.
I can't understand that, Mooney. He was so all fired and anxious to go, then all of a sudden he decides he'll stay.
There he is, see? Vernon.
Oh, gee, I can hardly wait to get to the Moonlight Gardens Dance Pavilion.
Now, come on, boys. Play it right for a change. What's the matter with you guys this afternoon? Now, this is a rehearsal. I'll give it to you once more. One, two. Once more. Yeah, that's more like it.
Gee, that Henry Halford makes them work. They've done that one bit over 10 times. I wish they'd play it, too.
They're rehearsing.
Mr. Halford's such a handsome singer.
Okay, now while we're waiting for Marty to finish rehearsing that next tryout singer, let's put the opening together, huh?
Somebody's rehearsing with Sam in the back room. Listen, I think they're finally going to play something.
Okay, and June, make that a G7th in the opening harp, please. Okay? This is it.
Outfit for our wedding party, Evelyn.
Oh, please do, hurry.
Yeah, I'll speak to Mr. Help.
Okay, you finally got it, boys. That wasn't bad.
Mr. Halford?
Huh?
My name's McBriar. Howard J. McBriar from Point Sublime.
Oh, how are you?
I'm considering hiring an orchestra for a big wedding reception May 3rd.
What does May 3rd fall on?
A Monday.
Oh, well, that's our night off. Yeah, we're open.
Can you fellas play all kinds of dance music?
What did you have in mind?
Well, that was the beginning of a very nice waltz.
Can they play rumbas and samba?
Boys, the young lady requests a samba. Come on, kick it. El Gala Tuerto.
Please have him.
I think he will.
Makes a fellow want to dance.
Oh, please have him, Uncle Hattie. I never saw anything handsomer in pants than that blonde jumbo
fire. Hey,
that's... Well, that's just a sample.
If you accept the engagement, you're hired.
Well, you'll have to talk to my manager about price.
Name your own price. My bride-to-be likes your music.
Oh, hey, look, here comes Sammy. That fellow's been rehearsing his number with him.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. McBriar. You ready with your song, Mr. Sal?
I guess so.
Well, get right up here on the stand by me.
Okay.
We got a few visitors here in the hall. You don't mind auditioning in front of them?
Oh, no, that's okay. They're my friends.
Oh, well, swell. I hope you can sing. I've auditioned 5 guys so far this afternoon. No luck.
I'll do my best.
He'll do fine, Mr. Halford.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mr. Sam, just remember that I'm here listening and hoping for you.
Well... Thanks, Sally Lou.
Can't you be quiet?
No, the boy needs a little encouragement from a woman.
Okay. Here we go. Sammy Saul singing Nature Boy.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. He wandered very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. Of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Duty was to be with her husband when there's a Sally Lou around.
Why, oh, God, moon!
And no offense, Carrot Top.
Oh, Sam, I'm so proud of you. I didn't know you could sing like that.
No, I saw you come in, and I guess you sort of inspired me standing back there.
She inspired you? Your little old wife?
Yes, Sally Lou. Strangely enough, we may have a little quarrel now and then, but I'm in love with my wife.
Well, of all the fickle man I ever saw.
I'll have my manager draw up the contract this afternoon, Sam.
You mean I get the job, Mr. Halpert?
Shake, Sam.
You mean for the full 2 weeks while you're in Vernon here?
You're coming on steady with us.
No. I got a job, a regular job.
Well, will he have to be away from home?
Well, 2 weeks from now, we go to Hollywood to work in a picture, and then we hop back to Chicago for a big theater date. After that, it's Australia for the summer.
Australia?
Gee, Australia.
He's going away. Well, I think that's wonderful for him. Don't you, Mrs. Saul? Going away. Yes, Miss Barton, I think it's wonderful for Sam, too. It's just what he needs.
You can go with me, Sharon.
No, Sam. You must go alone. And when you get back, we'll both have a fresher outlook on everything.
I'm glad you said that, Sharon. I love you for it.
Love. Listen to the wind blow.
Hey, kids, I got to get back to Point Sublime.
Yes, we must go.
You folks go on out the car. I'll have a few words with Mr. Halford about our May 3rd date.
All right, so long, Mr. Halford.
Some women are always poking their nose into things.
Yes, aren't they, though, Sally Lou?
I mean her. I was just noticing, Miss Barton. You're wearing the most delightful perfume today. What is it?
It's Taboo, and never mind.
Oh, now, Sally Lou, don't be mad.
I think I'm going back to Amarillo. People are people in Texas.
Well, I'm people. Oh, gee, Sally Lou, I like you.
Silly little old boy. Oh, well, you're better than nothing. Here, let me take your arm.
Here, take my arm? You can't. It doesn't come off.
Oh, now, be serious, Mooney. I'm serious.
You are? Well, I'm Irish. Oh, gee, I really like you, Carrot Top.
Jimmy. Well, what is it, Ben? Give me the ones.
Friends, what's your favorite way of reminding yourself to do something important? Well, whatever it is, remember now to talk to your friendly John Hancock agent. He'll be glad to explain how the John Hancock Personal Security Plan helps protect your own future and your family's, too.
And remember that next Monday at this time, we'll announce the names of the first lucky twins born after the birth of Webb Tyler's twins, as announced last week. If any of your friends gave birth to twins following last Monday's show, they should get this information to John Hancock, Department A, Boston, Massachusetts. And the letter must be postmarked before midnight tonight. This is a last-minute reminder. For the first twins born after Webb Tyler's twins were born last week, Best and Company's famous Lilliputian Bazaar, located on Fifth Avenue, New York, will give two complete layettes, all the dresses, nighties, diapers that the lucky twins need. 168 articles plus bassinets and other accessories. So be sure your entries are postmarked before midnight tonight. Send to John Hancock, Department A, Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey, Arthur, what's the name again?
John Hancock. John Hancock. Points of Line is written and produced by Robert L. Redd and stars Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc. Music is under the direction of Charles Dan. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight to you from the thousands of friendly agents of the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company. Next Monday night at this same time, tune in again to Point Sublime. Good night.